Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello, I'm Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast, and my guest today is Dr. Emmett Cooper. Emmett is the creator of the Honey Word Bible and the Honey Word Learning Methods, which is used around the world. The Honey Word Learning Method is a visual recognition system that engages both sides of the brain to ingrain concepts that last a lifetime, or as Emmett would say, they click and stick. Emmett's mission is to make it easy for children to understand and apply biblical truths in their lives. The Honey Word organization does this by equipping teachers and parents to apply the fun and easy Honey Word system at home, in a classroom, or online. Before creating the Honey Word way of learning, Emmett field tested and perfected this revolutionary approach for over 20 years through churches, Christian schools, camps, homeschool groups, club programs throughout the United States, as well as 12 other foreign countries. Emmett lives in Birmingham, Alabama, which is also the Honey Word headquarters. Well, hello, Emmett. It is so good to see you, man. It's been a week or so since we talked about Honey Word and what you're doing there. And welcome to my show.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It's great to be on.
Well, thanks. Before we talk about that small-time leader in your life, I always ask my guests what's something they're just very thankful for, grateful for in their lives right now. So what would that be for you?
Right at the top of my list is the fact that for the first time in my career of 35 years of doing what I do in Honey Word Foundation, I'm full-time creative. I'm full-time in the saddle creating Christian content, and I've never been happier than right now. It's one of the most fun moments of my entire life.
Yeah. So I know before you were trying to do administration and sales and all sorts of things for the Honey Word, and now you're actually in the seat of being the artist and creator, and I'm so happy for you.
Thanks so much. I was wearing about 20 hats, 19 of which didn't fit.
Man, there's a lot of folks like that out there. So, well, Emmett, so tell us about that person that did or said a small thing for you that changed you forever.
Well, a good friend of mine who's been a friend of Honey Word in my life calling, a guy named Brian Ratliff, introduced me to a friend of his named Gary Ard. And I became friends with Gary. He became a supporter of our ministry.
Emmett, when did that happen?
That happened way back in 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Right in there. And one day after a meeting with Gary Yard, I was living in Charlotte at the time and had driven over to Birmingham, as I did 5 or 6 or 7 times a year from Charlotte to Birmingham. I was in town and Gary said, "Hey, before you leave, I want you to go meet a guy named Craig Beatty." I said, "Okay." And he says, "I want you to meet him right away." I said, "Right now?" He goes, "Right now." He picked up the phone, called Craig. Craig said, yes, he would meet me. I drove about 4 minutes away to Craig's office.
So what was special about Craig?
Craig was just a close buddy of Gary's.
Okay.
And Gary thought that Craig would want to know about what I do. Got it. And so I got to meet Craig and was in his office, and I did my little 2 or 3 minute dog and pony show about the Honey Word concept, the whole biblical basis for visual learning. Mm-hmm. And he just blurted out all of a sudden, he goes, "Emmett, how many of your Bibles, the Honey Word Bible, how many of your Bibles could I buy for $5,000? I said.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show.
Man, I said, I'll give you a deal. And he immediately said, no, I don't want a deal. He said, I'm so impressed with what you've done. I want to pay full price. I said, why? He said, I want to give them to a guy named Jim Ray, who has this ministry to children who were sick, campus, Children's Harbor down on Lake Martin, south of Birmingham. And then he's involved with Children's Hospital and a place there for children. Mm-hmm. And that's where I want to give them. And I want you to meet Jim Ray. So I said, great. But I got in my car, drove down to Alexander City before I went home to Charlotte, met Jim Ray, told him the story. Uh-huh. And he and I bonded in the spirit somehow. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
And I just spontaneously said, hey, I said, Jim, would you like to be on our board of directors? He goes, Emmett, I would love to. And that's how everything began.
Wow.
Well, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Even to have anybody want to be on a board of directors of a nonprofit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about Jim. So that was 10 years ago. Yeah. Tell us about Jim and what.
I love Jim Ray. And he's a Marine, a soft spoken, fierce, hard charging, quiet Marine. Mm-hmm. And he loves God's word. And what I love so much about him, Ed, he's a deep listener. When you're in his presence, he's fully there. He's fully listening. He's totally engaged.
Yeah.
And then he has this X-ray vision where he can just sort of see to the core of an issue, right down to the bottom line. He can do what is entitled in the Good to Great book by Jim Collins. He can face the brutal facts without ever losing faith. And he has this ability to bring a succinct insight and summary to whatever you're talking about with that laser precision insight.
Well, can you think of
and he speaks it with kindness. He, yeah. And when he gives his insight, he's so kind and gentle in his assessment.
Well, can you tell us about a time that happened for you or you saw that happen with Jim?
I remember this one board meeting where we were discussing my strengths and weaknesses, and one board member piped up and said, you know, Emmett's the right guy to bring this product into the world and give birth to it, but he's the wrong guy to take it to the world. And Jim didn't disagree with that, but he affirmed it in a way that he piggybacked right on that thing. And he says, you know what, Emmett is kind of like John the Baptist, who a man sent from God. And we need to take care of him and figure out how we're going to make this go forward.
Wow.
So one guy was really, you know, just pierced me right through the heart. And then Jim Ray goes, you know what? We've got a stewardship here. We got to find out how to take this forward.
Yeah.
And so one of the things he's done is he's stuck by me for 9 years as we have tried to figure this out. And I just can't thank God enough for him. And not only did he make an initial major commitment, but his commitment has gone up year by year until he has a total commitment to see this work.
Yeah. So Jim's running the board now?
He is.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Yeah. Y'all are moving into a new phase, I know, for Honey Word, some exciting things going on. So how does knowing Jim affect you or as a leader and in your work today that might help other people to hear?
He has that deep river commitment to find a way.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the best way to say it, because a lot of people commit to something if it goes their way. But Jim's got a commitment that it's a whatever it takes. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
So it's a commitment that is, he's not holding anything back. He's made a total commitment. To the mission without us not necessarily knowing the exact way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Got and that. It's kind of like the way, you know, you're trained in boot camp in the military. is that, you know, the objective is to take that hill. As you're taking that hill, you don't know exactly what the tactics are going to be and when you're in the heat of battle.
Yeah. So Jim has that ability to stay in the vision and commit to it. And you're a lucky man to have somebody like that in your life. Emmett, thanks so much for sharing us with us about your journey in Honey Word and for with Jim and what he meant to you. And man, you're a lucky guy to have someone like that in your life. And
I totally agree.
Yeah, isn't that? And I think all of us maybe can remember that person in our lives who did that, who was that small time leader for us. So anyway, Emmett, look forward to talking with you again, actually on Thursday. I'll see you then. And you have a great one.
Thank you so much.
See you, Emmett. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.